Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, Seth, I put up the poll. People can vote at Sean T. Pendergast. It's a simple one. Pender poll for Texan fans. Are you concerned about C.J. Stroud's shoulder soreness? The choices are very concerned, somewhat concerned, or not concerned at all.
Okay.
Because I do feel like there's a distinction between, like, yeah, I mean, I'm concerned. It's his shoulder. Versus like, oh my God, the season's over. You know,
that's true. To act like you have zero concern whatsoever, I feel like you're either lying or you're a Jaguars fan. You know,
right.
Like there's no way there isn't at least a smidgen of concern.
Yeah, I figure we'd make the distinction between people who are like ready to just burn the world down and the ones who are like, oh, I'm ready to wait and see. But yeah, I'm concerned, of course, CJ.
You know what, Sean? I wonder if there's a correlation here at all between whether you have children or not and how concerned you are, because a couple things happen when you have kids. One is there are some things that, yeah, when you're a parent, you realize you're overreacting to when they fall down or something.
Yeah.
But the other thing that does happen is maybe your kid's acting like a real SOB for a few days and you're like, what the hell? What's wrong with this kid? Oh my gosh. And then you start to realize, I think they have an ear infection. You know, or like a kid comes with something and like a little minor, you don't want your kids to be wimps or anything, but like you're every now and then you hesitate. The first time you hesitate to bring them to the doctor and you wait a couple days when they're sick and then you go in and the doctor's like, yeah, they've got strep throat.
I basically tortured them for the last several days
because
I didn't want to go to the doctor.
So it's one of those things, you don't want to overreact to stuff, but when you have a child or a quarterback who's got some kind of ailment, you're like, all right, I don't want to overreact to this, but I know how these things can develop into something.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Various friends you've had over the years. We're both at an age where you know somebody who's like, yeah, I wasn't feeling myself for about 6 months. I finally went to the doctor and turns out it was cancer. You
right.
know, like, all right, it's just, you gotta be a little bit concerned about stuff.
No doubt. All right, so you guys did a Pettycast yesterday. I wasn't here for it. Sean Bajani was in with Seth yesterday. They did the Tuesday Pettycast at 8:00. As I was going through the rundown last night, getting ready for today, I'm looking at some of the clips that you guys played. Looked like a hell of a Pettycast. College baseball coaches all of a sudden showing up on the radar.
Oh,
that's fun.
Petty and angry as hell.
Yeah, dude.
They are really, I feel like they upped their game after hearing the Pettycasts with the college basketball coaches.
And they're not the only ones that can Pettycast.
Yeah.
We can too. The one that I've wanted to hear, because you and I have, you know, kind of fallen in love with this Bill Belichick, Jordan Hudson story to a degree. We like the little tentacles
to
this.
It's fun, yeah. There's a gossip mill type of element
Definitely.
To it that's it's just flat out interesting.
Yeah.
And, so Pablo Torre has been leading the charge in a lot of this.
Exactly.
And so Bill Simmons on his podcast, They were doing something where they were reviewing some old movie. It's a little confusing at the beginning, but basically one of the characters reminds Bill Simmons of how Pablo Torre has been all over the media for the last couple of weeks, kind of talking about this story and whatnot.
Belichick. Pablo Torre would have done a long podcast about Leo Farnsworth trying to practice with the team and then done a media tour about it afterwards.
Guy, bro. I've never seen anybody dine on the stupider story for a week and a half while pretending you're a journalist. What the was that?
Whoa!
Seriously.
What the
dating a girl. Oh, let me do nine shows
stop,
about
I can't tell. Are you
settle the down?
If this was about Jeffrey Lurie, though, would you be like, we got to get Pablo Torre on the
thing, right? Like, why are you getting
right.
him?
Right. You don't need to do media tour
it was
about
a story
a
that
podcast.
Everybody was talking
That's fine.
About to be fair.
Maybe do two shows about
yeah.
it.
Okay, so Bill Simmons, okay, that and that, that went
Bill
just...
Simmons taking a media member to task for talking about non-essential stuff, as he is, by the way, doing a review of the old Warren Beatty film, Heaven Can Wait.
Is that what it was? In the middle of a podcast about a movie from 50 years ago. Warren Beatty won the Academy Award for that in like 19... I think Heaven Can Wait was playing at the movie theater the first time I ever went to a movie theater. I remember the poster.
Yeah, it was. It's one of the earliest movies I remember watching. They used to play it on TV all the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So in Heaven Can Wait, Warren Beatty is... and that's the thing that's ironic about it. Right. If there were a story about this really rich dude trying to play quarterback for a team, because... spoiler alert, he's actually a reincarnated version of the actual star quarterback of the team. Yeah, it would be talked about. Yeah. It would be a big deal. It would be like, that would be a really, really big story.
Oh my God. Well, and Simmons, like this is what Simmons built his empire on, was taking sports, even the serious stuff in sports, and looking at it through a fairly like silly lens in a great
right,
way.
Right,
like he was
yeah.
Bill Simmons, to me, peak Bill Simmons is before he even opened his mouth, so I know what his voice sounded like. Peak Bill Simmons for me was the long-form writer for Page 2 on ESPN, which was must-read, awesome, creative, funny content. You'd print it long-form. You'd print it, and that would be what you'd take to lunch and sit there by, for me at least, I'd spend an hour reading the article, and he'd do comparisons to movies and things like that, to sports. Like, he built his empire on the actual very same stupidity that has Pablo Torre chasing Bill Belichick and his girlfriend around. I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. I feel like if it was any other head coach of any other team, Bill Simmons would be thrilled to have Pablo Torre doing a podcast for The Ringer about this.
Right, yeah, this was way more about Bill Simmons sticking up for Bill Belichick
yeah.
and then anything else. That's the way I took it.
So
it's told,
well,
yeah.
And apparently... I haven't listened to it yet. It only came to my attention late last night. But Pablo Torre went on Bill Simmons' podcast yesterday. They sat down with each other. And I only read the awful announcing summary of it, awfulannouncing.com. So this is one person's opinion on it that I was reading. But apparently, if we're choosing a winner, Pablo Torre destroyed Bill Simmons. I mean, basically, he got Bill Simmons to admit that, yeah, I kind of am where I am because of stupid stuff like this. And I guess the more that the two of them talked it out, it was very clear. I need to go listen to it myself, but I'm just going off of this review.
Yeah.
That Bill Simmons was coming at this clearly from the angle of like a Patriots super fan.
Yeah.
More so
yeah.
than, like you just said, like he's more defending Belichick and the, you know, the Patriots legacy or whatever.
You know what? I asked some people yesterday, because I've always wondered this, like people either love or hate Bill Simmons, and I fall into the latter category.
Yeah.
But like Meltzer, I did the show with Meltzer forever, and Meltzer loves Bill Simmons. Yeah. And I've just always struggled to figure out exactly what his appeal is. And I think I do understand his appeal, but this is what does it for me. And maybe it's a little bit of jealousy in this regard, not because of his success or anything. There are a bunch of people out there who I don't like who are sort of like successful. That's just the way the world works. It's that he talks about football with the same level of confidence that he talks about basketball.
Yeah.
Even though basketball is his dojo.
That's his forte, yes.
Because his football takes are horrendous.
They're bad.
He's clearly clueless when it comes to so many things about the NFL. I think there's a part of me that's like, man, I wish I could just let it fly with that at the NBA. Like, because I always, like, I'm always kind of with basketball, I, like, research something for a half hour before I feel confident in my opinion mm-hmm. because I know it's not my dojo.
Yeah.
So there's a part of me where it's like, he says all this ridiculously stupid stuff when it comes to the NFL.
Oh.
And I'm like, you know what? I just got to go there. I just got to go there when I'm talking NBA. I just got to really just dive in and act like I'm a superior despite not actually having that background.
How close are you to doing this? How close? Like I'm here
like three light years away. Okay, I'm never going to do it. I can't do it, man.
No, I know.
I can't. That's why I can't be good on Twitter anymore. I don't like the format. It's just too much. It's too much obvious clickbait, and there's no actual discourse or anything.
Yep, no doubt. Well, I'm glad I got to hear that one. And I will say this. I will go listen to that Pablo Torre, Bill Simmons podcast, the two of them hashing it out.
Ultimately, that's the other part of it. I don't know if he admits to it, but like clearly, like Simmons knows what he's doing. Like, all right.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not like him getting an invitation from Pablo Torre to have a chat about it is exactly what he wants. Yep. That's how he's as successful as he is.
He's good at what he does, man. He's good at what he does. So I was traveling yesterday. Traveling back here, and I saw something I've never seen before in a men's room. This was at Logan International Airport yesterday, and I was we got there super early. Flight left at like 4 p.m. local time. We had to check out of the hotel at 11. Long story short, we were at the airport for like 3 hours. So flight's coming up. We're getting ready to go. They're going to be boarding pretty soon. I said to Amy, I'm going to go take one last run into the men's room here just to, drain the lizard before I get on the flight there. And so I go in there. There's only one other person in the men's room. There's this long row of urinals along the wall, as there are in all men's rooms. And they have one of those shelves at like eye level.
Oh, yeah. Those are nice, where you can put your bag up without it having to get urine all over the bottom of it and everything.
Yeah. You can put whatever it is. You put your phone up there, whatever. They got that shelf right there. So for me, it's at about eye level, middle of my face. For you, it'd probably be closer to like your neck or your sternum, right? Yeah. I walk in, there's only one other guy, and he's at a urinal. And this guy had he was tall. He had his elbows up on that shelf with his phone in both hands, clearly texting and typing something. His pants were down, not at his knees, but they were like in the middle of
mid-thigh.
His butt. Like down far enough where if it's that far down in the front, then he's taking care of his business. But he was in, like he had broken the plane of the front of the urinal. Like his waist.
Like he was leaning into
that
the urinal.
Waist tech section was inside the urinal. So
That's an odd sight.
There's a lot of odd things going on there, man. Yeah.
This is my guess immediately is that was he typing furiously on his phone?
I couldn't tell the ferocity with which he was typing, but he was definitely using both thumbs, yes.
I'm guessing if I were ever to have to do something like that, it would be where I really had to go to the bathroom on the flight.
Yeah.
But we were landing and the seatbelt sign was on and you really, really, really got to go. But then at the same time, as you're deplaning, you get a text that's a really important matter.
Okay.
And that you're like, whatever it was, he had to take care of this right now, but he's also got to empty his bladder.
Okay.
It's a same, like when somebody's driving recklessly on the highway, before I flip out and get angry, I try to think like, okay, wait, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe there's an emergency. Maybe his wife's in labor in the backseat. I don't know.
What's the weirdest thing? Okay. So someone just texted, be careful, people still pee on those shelves. They probably do. That's what's so horrible.
Now him having his pelvis all the way in is because clearly you don't have the same control. You don't have manual control of your unit there. You've gone into automatic mode, so he's got to
lean in.
Splatter.
And would that also appropriately explain the degree to which his pants were pulled? He had pants on, not shorts.
Because otherwise you're going to be constricting the flow or something. Oh, yeah, why didn't he just open his fly? Yeah, because even if you open your fly
without
unbuttoning,
you need a control hand down there.
It could veer off something.
You need a control hand. So that's what I wanted. Like, what of the three things, elbows on the shelf typing the text, pants midway down the butt, really almost all the way down the butt crack, and three, him essentially at an angle where he looks like he's humping a urinal. What's the weirdest thing of those three?
The thrusting is the one that would freak me out the most. You're just not used to seeing it.
He wasn't thrusting, just to be clear. Right, he was just in
the
there,
press,
you know?
The press is what was weird to me. Yeah. I couldn't do it, man. The chance that somehow I might graze up against the porcelain, that would be so... there's no way I could do it, I don't think. The pants down a little bit, That's not it. You at least see that when young kids are at the urinal, you know, like, okay, yeah. Like you're like, that's not that abnormal. At least you see other humans do that.
That's 40.
I know. It's the thrust though. The thrust is.
Yeah. Yeah. Like him being, I'm like, that dude is breaking the plane of the urinal right now. Like
I love the airport bathrooms that have that shelf. That is awesome. Yeah. You're able to put your carry on up
there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do not like it. God, I wish I could remember which airport it is. Sometimes they'll have that set up, but they'll have a mirror up there. And then it's like you have to either stare at yourself or down. But like if you glance to the side at all or anything, there's a chance of eye contact.
Oh, eye contact
with
in the mirror.
Somebody else, which is very, very awkward. No. Yeah.
See, this is where you got to do the same mentality that you were talking about doing with your takes on basketball. Just go all the way in. Go like wave to the guy.
Just a wink.
Hey, buddy.
A wink.
Yeah, a wink in the mirror. A mirror wink. Yes.
Yeah. Have you been to any of the airports that have the self-papering the self-papering toilet seats
for the seat?
Wow. Yeah, I want it. It might be Minneapolis or whatever. It's cool. So that part's really cool. It's like after it flushes, it automatically replaces it puts out like a paper? It puts out a the paper, the toilet guard or whatever.
Yeah.
What am I calling the seat cover?
Dude, there's
which
still
is really cool.
There's still some airports that don't even have the little dispenser with the seat cover on it. You gotta go cold. You know,
I don't like the seat cover. I always go. I paper layer it.
Yeah, I like paper layer
paper.
Too.
It's more comfortable.
Yeah. Feel like I'm getting some work in. Yeah.
The seat cover feels like you're going to the proctologist.
Yes.
It's that paper that they put on a medical. Medical table. But the only problem with that, wherever that is that it's also some of the new airplane or airport toilets. They're pitched forward
because
they don't want it to be too comfortable for what I think a lot of people do, which is go and sit on the toilet at the airport and on their phone for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And it does. It works. It gets uncomfortable after a couple minutes. You're like, I'm getting like a quad workout here.
Yeah. Let's see here. People weighing in. I was in the Vegas airport recently. And I saw a guy come out of the stall after doing his business, and he was eating Chinese food. That was bizarre. That's awful. If you're bringing any food or drink into an airport bathroom, you're disgusting. I question what else is going on in the rest of your life from a sanitation standpoint.
Not even the sanitation. For me, it's the odor part of it. Like, that's where your smell is attached to your taste. And I've never once in my life, in private or public, thought of like eating something well on the toilet.
No,
I could do it. Yeah.
Okay, so you've never seen anything like what I saw with that urinal guy.
No, the closest I ever came was that time. Remember, I was flying somewhere up north, and I was at a urinal, and it was like January or February. It was cold, and a guy came up next to me and took his heavy winter coat and draped it over the partition between
us. Oh, you've told that story before.
And honestly, so his coat was like pressing up against my shoulder. I felt like I was getting Me Too'd.
Yeah.
There was something about like, what the hell is going on? And not to mention from his perspective,
splash.
Dude, you don't know how much I might spray.
Splash,
yeah.
Dude, yes.
Especially, you know, people are on airplanes and you're all crunched up.
Yeah, man.
Sometimes you get kind of like a wild water park type of effect there. After you've been sitting hunched over for 3 hours and you try to unfurl everything, the control isn't nearly what you would hope it would be.
No.
Yeah.
Let's see. I use soap and paper towels to clean public toilets before using.
That's
hardcore. Whoa. I get it, though. That's, you know, that's a lot
soap
of butts
and paper towels. So you'd have to go in with one paper towel that has the soap on it and then another paper towel, both moistened, to rinse it off.
Dude,
with.
Dude,
yeah, that's
you're,
pretty impressive.
You're like one more apparatus away from being Hazel. You're practically a cleaning lady at that point.
People have pointed out before when I tell them that I like to use the toilet paper, they're like, hey, germs are still going to make it through that toilet paper. I don't care.
Yeah.
It's honestly just psychological.
There's germs
I just
everywhere.
Want some kind of barrier between
germs everywhere.
Between my pristine buttocks and all the rest of you filth.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Sublime pristine buttocks. Yes.
You should have interviewed that guy afterwards.
I wasn't getting near that guy.
He'd be like, hey, I was watching your style.
I wanted out of that bathroom so fast. I'm like, God, P, let's go.
What's the most, have you ever felt threatened in a bathroom?
No, not that I can think of.
Like,
you?
I was in a bathroom once where I felt like there was almost about to be like violence. I thought like two guys were kind of arguing, and it could have been about drugs.
Okay.
And I was like, I cut it off. I pinched it off and got the hell out
of it. Yeah. I thought you meant like directed at me, but one. Yeah. I've been in enough airports. I probably have. Enough bad airports, too. You're in a bad airport.
Sometimes, like, I don't drive late at night as much anymore, but like 3 a.m. at a rest stop on the highway out in the middle of nowhere in Arkansas, there have been some times where I'm just kind of like, you go into some of those restrooms and you hear the door open, and you can totally hear the door open because it creaks.
Yes.
And I'm not my most
truck stops, rest stops. Yes. Yeah, for sure.
And I watch so much Netflix that I'm constantly aware of the threat of somebody just coming up and putting a cap in the back of my head for reason whatsoever.
That's right. All right. Weigh in 713-572-4610. We're getting some hilarious stories. All right. Lance McCullers last night. If this is who Lance is, what is the ceiling for the Houston Astros? We will discuss that coming up next.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Lance McCullers Jr. looking for his first win since September of 2022, and he has it. His Hader picks up another save. That's 17 in a row going back to last season. And his 19th career save against the Pirates. That is a new high mark against any one opponent. Christian Walker and Isak Paredes with the home runs tonight. And Blummer, 986 days ago, the last time Lance won a game. And he'll feel good about this one. Astros with a 3-0 win.
I heard on the radio broadcast last night, driving home from the airport, that I think it was Steve Sparks said that the last time Lance won a baseball game, Seth, in the regular season, the last time he won a game, 986 days ago, as Callis just said. But in that game, Isak Paredes hit a home run against Lance McCullers. In this game, Isak Paredes hits a home run in support of Lance McCullers. 986 days later.
There's one thing we love on this show. It's symmetry. Okay. Yes. And irony.
Circle of life.
Both symmetry and irony. Yes.
And urinal talk. Copious amounts of urinal talk. Yes.
Well, and also, the stuff that hasn't happened in a while or whatever. Paul Skeens hadn't allowed a home run since May 1st. Paredes hits the first home run since May 1st.
Walker got him. Yeah.
Walker got it off of Skeens.
Yeah.
Christian Walker hits a home run, which was also nice, by the way.
That was good.
So, look. I said this yesterday morning. It's that the Pirates are the second worst offense in baseball. So I warned that I'm not going to be a spoil sport about it or anything. This is real progress by Lance, but not just because he was able to pitch a shutout pretty efficiently by Lance McCullers standards and go six innings. But it was the shape of his pitches and the movement on some of those things. I mean, his slider was just, it looked like it was traveling a country mile across the plate. Like that, whether or not he gets his velocity back, I'm not really all that concerned about it. And there's a weird little part of me that kind of hopes, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world if he didn't get his velocity back.
If he's efficient, who cares, you know?
Right, if that helps him stay healthier.
Yeah.
I don't need to see an 87-mile-per-hour curveball out of Lance McCullers. Just keep lacing him in there at 81 or 82. I'm good with that.
He's still striking guys out. Even when he was struggling in those first three or four starts, he was still striking guys out. Now, the last two starts, he's been over the moon. I mean, he had 12 strikeouts in six innings against the Athletics, and then he had seven more last night in six innings. But you're absolutely right. We've been watching the replay of the game here as the morning's gone on here, and that's I am not marveling, but I'm enthusiastic, excited about the fact that he just looks like he's got so much better control of the strike zone now than he had when he first came back. And to my original point coming into the segment, Lance McCullers is clearly making progress, and the last two starts have been very, very encouraging. This is a thin team right now in the rotation. They're not going to get Spencer Arrighetti back for several more weeks, but, and it's a big but if this is who Hunter Brown is, and I feel safe feeling that way now, it's been a year where he's been just one of the best pitchers in baseball. We've got plenty of Framber body of work to go with. If Lance McCullers is back to being a guy that you can count on to give you six really good efficient innings, you can win a lot of games with those three. You can win a playoff series with those three guys. This version of those three guys, and then you get Arrighetti back, and I think Dana Brown probably has a deal in him here at some point if some of the young guys are still just kind of dudes that are giving you four or five innings with three runs. Like that's, you're going to get into games where that's not going to be good enough at some point. So I think there's probably a deal somewhere to be had down the road. But if your top four are Hunter Brown, Framber Valdez, whatever Lance McCullers is evolving back into, and whatever Spencer Arrighetti was before he had the fluke broken hand injury, that's a pretty damn good top four, man.
And with Lance, this is a small sample size. It's four games, but since game two, after he had that just horrendous outing where
that was
the
bad one, that was the one out. Outing that he had?
Seven earned runs in that one. The first outing, it was dicey. He didn't allow any runs, but it felt like it easily could have been five
all
or six if things had gone differently. Yeah. But just so, for how it feels, obviously in games three and four, you wished he would have gone a little bit deeper. But then he goes six innings in these last couple outings. In these last four games, the last four times you've seen him, he's got a 2.21 ERA. As long as he can keep going five or six innings, I don't need him to have a 2.2 ERA. I'm not going to turn it down.
No.
I'm not going to kick it out of bed for eating crackers. But the it's been good these last four games. As long as you just keep doing six innings instead of four innings, that's not bad at all, man. It's just he's got to stay healthy. He's shown that he can do it. He's just got to stay healthy.
Yeah. And it sounds like he feels good. Josh Hader's been amazing too. By the way, we got to point that out. That last cut there that we played coming in was a highlight of Hader closing out the game. He is 17 for 17 now in saves. Power. I'm looking at the graphic on the screen right now. He just stepped into the game here on the replay. Consecutive saves, 16. I think 15 of those were this year before saving this game last night. He's been nails all year long, man. Josh Hader has been really, really good this year.
You know, and I guess the other nice little revelation has been Sean Dubin, because Sean Dubin was, you didn't really know what you had in him, and then he has the injury where he wasn't around, and then him coming back, and he's still at a below a one ERA at this point. You started to get a lot of, you're nervous about a lot of things this weekend in that series against the Rays, but it's, I just, on the sum total of the season so far, the bullpen's been magnificent.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're lucky enough that they can just kind of flush those two performances. Multiple guys can flush those two performances, and that they are more what the stats say they are right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. So they want that the Rays game, the games they won in that series were Friday and Sunday, I think, right?
Framber and Hunter.
So you and B. Scott were in the day after the first implosion. Amy and I were following that first implosion on our phones. Like,
yeah.
They just gave up. They just gave up three more runs. They just gave up four more runs. We haven't seen that out of the bullpen all year. Like, that's why I was just curious, like, you and Brandon chatting about it and witnessing it. It had to be weird to see, you know?
If it had happened during the week, I think the part of it was, okay, look, this is what it is. It shows you the importance of, man, they don't have enough starting pitching right now, obviously. But it was easier to flush away the bullpen performance because they've been so good.
Yeah.
It was after Saturday's performance where I really started to worry, like, okay, wait, has this all been an illusion?
Is this fake?
Was this just an incredible streak that they're never going to go on again? My mind went to dark places there.
Yeah.
So now with Lance, and then you come back and just less than a week later, I already felt good, you know, cautiously good or cautiously optimistic about Lance. He has this performance and that feels great. I mean, obviously, Skeens was a factor last night. The real takeaway is that we can't forget, this team's not scoring runs much at all. They are a middle-of-the-pack offense, and you can tell me about all the advanced stats and how great they've been. They still haven't gotten a whole lot better at just putting runs up on the board.
Dude, Skeens. Can you imagine being Skeens? Skeens has a 2.05 ERA. Like, he's been lights out all year. Pitched 8 innings yesterday and barely looked like he was laboring. 99 pitches. He's got a 4-6 record. Like, record doesn't matter as much as it used to, and we're all smartened up now to where, like, the league leader in wins is rarely the best pitcher in the league, that kind of thing. But that does have to be frustrating that you're getting your career off on a foot where you're 4-6 with a 2 ERA.
What's more frustrating, that where at least you know you're on a bad team, or I feel like Verlander, who's old school, and Verlander would say, yeah, I still care about wins. I know that most people don't, but they're nice to have them, you know?
Yeah.
It's like not caring about money. Like, yeah, it's not what really makes you happy, but it sure is nice to have it.
It takes an already happy person and makes them happier, the money
does.
Yes,
that's the whole thing.
Verlander...
Kids, this is the key. This is what you need to know. Because people say money can't buy happiness, and that's true. This is the thing. This is how it works. If you can't figure out how to be happy before you get the money, then the money isn't going to make you happy.
Yes.
If you figure out how to be happy before you get the money, then the money makes things pretty damn sweet.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Money.
So figure out first in life, figure out how you can enjoy life without thinking that the money is going to be what puts you over onto the other side.
Money can't buy happiness, but it can buy more happiness.
Yeah. Yes. You know what? Money can get rid of a lot of worries.
Yes.
That's right. It can remove a lot of obstacles.
Absolutely.
That's what it does. It removes obstacles to happiness.
Absolutely.
I think that, for the most part, by and large, if Lance can do this, and then if Arrigetti comes back, we still, you know, we're not at a Hunter Brown level of confidence with Arrigetti. Even though Arrigetti made so much growth and improvement, we just don't know. And we haven't seen him come back as a veteran guy from an injury like this in a long layoff. So it's just a huge wild card.
It is a wild card. But if he's your fourth starter, then I'm comfortable with it. I think he's going to give you what a normal fourth starter can give you, maybe better, but that's a fair point. That's a long layoff too, man. That's my big thing. It's like, okay, how long, once he gets back to where he's throwing a ball again, like, all right, do we have to go through a whole spring training thing with him where we get reports of him playing catch, and then now he's throwing off a mound, and now he's throwing, you know, he's at 90 feet, he's at 60 feet, now he's throwing off a mound. Oh, and by the way, he's got to go to Sugarland for two starts. Like, it's going to be a while.
The other big wild card is, like, man, this time last year, we still weren't feeling awesome about Hunter Brown, even though he had made improvements. He had made what would eventually be his actual pivot.
Yeah.
But we didn't know if it was going to stick. is that, all right, Colton Gordon is still relatively unknown. We don't really know. Yep. You know, maybe say a little bit of the same about Ryan Gusto, but probably not as much.
Yep.
That there is that possibility, but you just can't lean on it right now.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you here on a Wednesday. All right, let's circle back to C.J. Stroud. This is one of those stories that from afar while I was traveling. I'm like, all right, let me get this straight. While I was gone, .. We got a few of those stories, actually. Hey, while I was gone, wasn't paying a lot of attention. Am I to believe that this happened? There's two or three things where I'm like, oh, my God. And one of them is C.J. Stroud. What did D'Amico Ryans have to say when he was asked, did C.J. Stroud have work done on his shoulder? If you missed it, we'll have that for you. Coming up next.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. You can text the show 713-572-4610.
Sean, we reached peak, the sweet spot when we were talking about your urinal experience, your airport bathroom experience the other day. Because here are three texts in a row.
Okay.
What are we doing here? Taking a segment to speak on airports. Next text, quoting you, "You need a control hand down there. It might veer off." God, I love this show.
Okay. Okay. Good.
Next text. Is this still a sports station?
Kind of. Yeah.
That is. Listen. There's one guy that texts in nonstop, like, I thought this was a sports station. Honestly, the most successful shows tend to talk way less sports than we do. So if you're one of those, honestly, Sean and I are sacrificing success by sticking mostly to sports.
Yeah.
And Sean does the Lord's work trying to veer me back on topic at times. But you can save your thumbs when you ask, like, is this a sports talk station? Not necessarily all the time. Yeah. All right. Because we're actual human beings here.
Yeah. Man. That was a traumatic thing watching a 40-year-old adult have his pants, his britches, as Clint Sterner might call them, halfway down his butt while practically molesting a urinal and typing with his elbows on the above the urinal shelf there. That was a traumatic thing for me to experience, and I was by myself in that restroom with that individual. No, I'm not going to
interview
him.
Who knows what might have happened?
That's exactly right. He's probably texting somebody up. He just walked in. And that's him looking over at me. So you never know.
He just walked in. It might have been Hannibal Lecter.
It could have been.
You know?
Could have been.
Likewise, I get frustrated when people try to tell me what I should and should not be worried about.
Yeah, man.
And that's where we are right now with CJ's shoulder at this point.
Yes.
I know Steph Stradley loves to tell people how they should be fans. She replied to your poll.
She
replied to your poll about whether people were concerned about the CJ's shoulder or not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she basically said that Stroud's forever point of view is football is fun. The best coaches banish the word worry and concerned. They won't engage with that framing because worry is BS. No fun, unnecessary. Enjoy the June football. Maybe dance a little, Sean. So
Steph said
I guess
to dance?
So I guess Steph, like, sanctimony feels like dancing for her. So she's dancing all over your timeline with sanctimony over how you should fan and enjoy football. Now, listen, everybody. I don't care who the hell you are.
Yeah.
Like, if I want to be worried about CJ's shoulder, I'm going to be worried about CJ's shoulder.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of reasons to be worried about CJ's shoulder, given the fact that CJ himself cited injuries at least as a partial excuse or explanation for some of his play last year, partly because he's had shoulder issues in college and he's had them in the NFL. So, yeah, you know what this is like? This is like if you were to go back in time and tell people in Golden State that they shouldn't be worried about Steph Curry's ankles.
Right.
You know, like, no, it's valid to worry about a body part that keeps failing.
Yes.
And ultimately, he ended up figuring it out. It's like, just because there's a happy ending doesn't mean there shouldn't be concern about it at the time.
And it's his shoulder. That's the thing. Like, with Steph, it was his ankles. You kind of need your ankles to be a good basketball player.
Well, similarly, according to Perloff, you only need one, but
that's
still.
That's true. Yes. Ammies. So, I put up a poll about this that we'll look at in just a second about how concerned people are about this. I'm concerned about it. I'm not losing sleep over it, but I am concerned about it mostly because how D'Amico Ryans himself treated the questions about CJ Stroud, just kind of playing coy after the first practice, being asked about why CJ's not throwing and then not mentioning CJ's name in the answer. Just, hey, guys are on different schedules. That's a cop-out skirting the issue answer.
It's a platitude.
Yeah.
He answered a question about a specific player with a platitude about, like, everybody being on a different schedule.
Yeah. And so similarly, I mean, he addressed it much more directly yesterday in that he proactively said why CJ wasn't practicing, general soreness in his shoulder. However, the follow-up question from Will Kunkel of Fox 26, I think, was the question was good. I think the answer was a miss from D'Amico Ryans.
Do you have any work on his shoulder in the offseason?
That's it for CJ, guys. On the questions, that's it. What I said, that's it for him. Like, his general soreness, and we're taking extra precaution with him. We're not going to rush him into anything. He'll be fine. When the moment is for him to be ready to go, he'll be ready to go.
To paint the picture, D'Amico is like adjusting his sleeves the entire time that he's doing.
And he's doing that answer, just that answer right there.
Yeah,
he's tugging his sleeves and he's twitching.
It looked like a tell.
Total tell.
My gut reaction. I played that for a few people that felt like immediately like, oh yeah, he totally had surgery then.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Okay. I get it. I don't know if he did or did not. My gut reaction was, oh yeah, he totally had surgery, I guess. Well, I don't know why, like, what the big deal about not telling us about it is. All right. I don't know why they, you know, need to keep it a secret other than maybe they're trying to trade for Kirk Cousins. I don't know.
Well, they're not making him available to the media right now either. They did back in April. which does make you wonder if he did get work done, when it may have taken place or whatever. And we don't know for sure if he had any work done. We're just reading into the nature of the answer. But
a really good point, Sean, because it used to be when there was going to be a press conference, Deshaun Watson and J.J. Watt were the first guys that were going to speak.
Yeah.
Those guys were always up there. They were the first guys out or whatever.
Yep.
So far in the OTAs, we've had Will Anderson.
Oh, yeah.
But no C.J. Stroud.
Will Anderson. Yeah. We've had Azeez Al-Shaarawy. You're right. Will and C.J. are the equivalent of J.J. and Deshaun back then. So, yeah.
In every way.
That was Seth Payne. we've heard from Azeez. I think yesterday they had Kamari and Jalen Petrie and Christian Kirk. We've heard from Christian Kirk. Have not heard from
Yeah, so they're hiding something from us for no good reason.
Yes.
And I'm going to be concerned. I don't – until – call me a nervous Nelly or whatever it might be.
Yep.
Okay, can we go over your poll results yet?
Oh, yeah, for sure. So I put up a poll.
I need to guess them.
Yeah, we're about 300 votes in. I put it up.
Okay, that usually sticks.
A little less than an hour ago. I think it'll hold steady. Here's a question. Pender poll for Texan fans. Simple one. Are you concerned about C.J. Stroud's shoulder soreness? The answers, potential answers, Seth, you can answer very concerned, somewhat concerned, or not concerned at all. I wanted to make sure there was some separation between the category I feel like I fall in, which is, of course I'm concerned. It's his shoulder versus the people that are ready to just end the season right now.
I'm going to go, I think there's from top to bottom, from very concerned to somewhat concerned to not concerned at all.
Yep.
I'm just going to give it a classic 25-50-25 split.
Okay, not bad, not bad. You said 25-50-25. Okay, you know what? I am going to give Seth a ding because the main one, somewhat concerned, is the one you picked as the winner.
Yeah.
They are currently leading with 46%.
Oh, okay.
So you're pretty close on that.
I figured,
Now, the very concerned is only 15%. The not concerned at all is actually a pretty robust 39%. So
39%?
I would say
you
that...
You win an election with that, for you sure.
Maybe. So that's 85% of Texan fans are either not concerned at all or... I think the appropriate level of concern, which is, look, the team's not disclosing anything other than the fact he's got a shoulder issue going on, and he's a guy, C.J. Stroud, who is, A, your most important player, and, B, a guy who's had shoulder issues before. So I fall in somewhat. Are you – you're obviously concerned. Are you a somewhat or a very?
I'm more – I had minimal concern before, like, Will Kunkel asked that question, did he have a surgery?
Yeah.
And I could see where maybe D'Amico would just wanted to get up there and give his statement and then not take any follow-ups. But I feel like if there was no surgery, that's the easiest thing in the world to say. Like, oh, you know, he didn't have a procedure or anything. We're just taking caution. The fact that he no commented Will Kunkel on whether or not he'd had surgery, then I get more concerned. And this is the key. If they had told me that he had surgery and that's why they're just taking their time with him, I would be less concerned than I am right now.
Yeah.
The fact that they're not disclosing that he had surgery makes me feel, as human nature, whenever somebody puts a curtain up and says, don't look behind this curtain, I get super, super curious about what's behind
it's
that curtain.
It's the handling. I'm with you. It's the handling of it that I think is causing a lot of this. And so let me ask you this, though, because this was one of those stories. Like, this is the first day I've had my chance to sink my teeth into a C.J. Stroud shoulder issue. It was one of those, okay, let me get this straight. While I was gone for the last 6 days, the other one was Yordan's hand now being broken. I've not done a show since that was disclosed that Yordan Alvarez, they found out he has a broken hand that's 60% healed, and who the hell knows when he's coming back. Are you more concerned right now about C.J. Stroud's shoulder or Yordan Alvarez's hand?
Yordan's hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I really didn't like was the report that he can play when it's 70% healed. this is the problem I have with that. Wait a second. All right. You couldn't tell whether there was a break at all before, but now we're parsing it down to 60 or 70% broken.
Dude, when Dana Brown gets up there and says it's 60% healed, I'm like, this organization operates like they have no clue what's going on medically with some of these guys. And I'm to believe that you know to the percent, like a pretty random number, like 60. You know, to me, if you're just gonna estimate, it's either 0, 50% or 100%. Dana Brown's up here. He may as well have said 61.3% for all I care. Like, really? I'm to believe you guys know. You guys know.
Listen.
What percentage healed that thing is when this is how we've been operating with injuries the last 5 years.
It feels like, you know what? It feels like you're on a road trip and the guy driving who got you lost and you find yourself out in the middle of the desert and not even on a road or something is like, don't worry, I'm 70% confident we're going to get out of this. Like, oh, what the? No, no, you're not. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure there's a gas station just over that mesa. Yeah.
It's that he threw a number, a specific number at it. I'm like, I believe nothing that comes out of you guys right now.
Okay, you went from not knowing if there was a break at all to, oh, it's 60% healed. Once we surpass that 70% mark, we'll be, once we get to 70.3%, we'll feel confident after we couldn't even tell whether there was a break at all.
Your analogy is spot on, man. That is a medical staff that's driving around in the desert with no GPS, and they're like, oh, no, 3.6 miles away. I feel it in my bones, yeah.
By the way, presidential election where the winner had the lowest number of votes ever.
Yeah.
John Quincy Adams,
okay.
That clown, he had 38% of the vote.
Okay, well, he approves of this poll. Yeah. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you.
I knew immediately as soon as I said you could win an election that people were going to get all of a sudden super political, and I did not mean anything about specific elections recently.
No.
I just knew that in the past, especially, when there were multiple parties and everything, yeah.
If we were...
So that was a shot at John Quincy Adams, everybody.
There you go. If we were ranking talent on AFC South rosters, how many Texans do you have to go through before you get to a Jaguar? I thought this was a really interesting question that was posed by Albert Breer.
Jaguar.
Yeah, not Jaguar. Jaguar. So we'll hit that coming up next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.